Bethel Moravian Church is filled down the length of the sanctuary to the back row. Those who can't find a seat sit in folding chairs along the back and down the aisle next to each pew. At the front, Gregory lies in an open wooden casket. It's lined in blue satin and surrounded with flowered wreaths. Behind him, two Christmas trees shine with white lights. Stars of Bethlehem glow on top. As the crowd settles in, Moravian pastor Will Updegrove seeks to draw a picture of the Paul Gregory they all knew.
I came to the conclusion that I know what Paul's first word was when he stepped into the presence of God in heaven. But I think he had one word, and I bet you all know what it is. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
Right? Amazing.
Many of those filling the room recognize that word. Gregory's youngest daughter, Bonnie Gregory, says it was her father's favorite. It's how he saw the world.
I've learned integrity from him and to be respectful no matter what kind of people are on any kind of economic status.
A few days before he passed, Gregory had a final message for his family.
Be nice to each other, don't make trouble, and love each other.
And Bonnie says, with her father's example, with the life he lived, they'll know how to do that. Gregory was born in the old village of Tuntutuliak, where his whole family died during the tuberculosis epidemic of the 1930s. It left just him and his mom alive. But soon, his mom passed as well, and Gregory was taken in by a foster family in Bethel, where, in his early 20s, he met his wife, Mary.
She was playing the organ in the Moravian Church, and Dad walked in, and that was it. They couldn't keep their eyes off each other, and they fell in love.
Gregory and Mary were married 61 years. They had 6 children and many grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Together, they ran a small business teaching groups, schools, and agencies like Fish and Wildlife about tundra medicinal plants. Gregory had learned this knowledge from his foster grandparents and used this skill as a traditional healer.
He had healing hands, and his hands burned with heat. He actually would go to the hospital, and the lady, the nurse that was taking care of our dad, witnessed my dad when he was healthier, that someone had a health issue, and he went up there and touched his body, and he got healed.
For 30 years, Gregory worked with the Indian Health Service. He started as a laundromat worker, but over time, as his leadership abilities emerged, he became an administrator.
He had the ability to naturally lead because he was always very quiet and he was, you know, he'd scan the situation and he had a lot of wisdom before he spoke.
Gregory also worked as a tribal judge for the ONC Bethel Native Council. He served on the KYUK board, and he helped found the Kuskokwim 300 sled dog race.
And back then it was fun because we used to have dog mushing for all ages and snow machine races on the river, a carnival, Eskimo dancing and eating together. It was very communal back then.
After retiring from IHS, Gregory taught Yupik culture in schools and visited the hospital as a healer.
He could just touch you, and he had that gift to sense where you're hurting, to sense where you needed improvement, to sense mentally where you were.
But the gift couldn't last. About 5 years ago, Gregory was diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
So he would have pockets of reality, and then he'd get lost again. So it was very hard to see him deteriorate after all these years of knowing a very intelligent man.
On Saturday, December 3rd, Paul Gregory died. His wife Mary was with him. At his funeral Wednesday, a long line stretched down the center aisle of the Moravian Church. One by one, people approached the open casket to pay their respects and to say goodbye. Some looked on with silent intent, some held his hand or just laid their hand on the casket. The line moved slowly, hundreds shuffled by. Bonnie says for years, when people have found out she is the daughter of this man, their reaction is the same.
They'll shake my hand, they'll be jubilant, they'll hug me, and that's a form of respect that my dad had. It had nothing to do with me, and it's still happening today. They say, this is Paul Gregory's daughter, Una Ching Lempan Na, and I get that honor because of his name, because of who he was.
At the Bethel Moravian Church, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.